Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important
Good morning. This is Bella and Seb with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, people yachting around the coast of Queensland have been warned to steer clear of a large military exclusion zone, as combat simulations, often called war games, complete with live ammunition and all, is happening. There has been a marine danger alert at the Shoalwater Bay along the Capricorn coast, and it is in effect until July 17, all a part of Exercise Talisman Sabre, an exercise that involves 30,000 military personnel from 19 nations. All of this is happening just 2 weeks before the two largest yacht events in Queensland. And the Yeppoon Coast Guard skipper, Jim Warren, says people risk hefty fines or worse if they enter the exclusion zone.
The Queensland government has overridden decisions made by the Sunshine Coast Council and taken sole responsibility in approving a Sunshine Coast Music Festival development. An initially proposed music festival site development at Coochin Creek, 6 kilometres from the Bruce Highway, was rejected in 2022 by the Sunshine Coast Council over environmental concerns, with a subsequent application on the same site still being decided upon by the council. Deputy Premier Jared Blahey stated that he would personally take responsibility for assessing the proposal, citing it as a major tourism and economic opportunity. Sunshine Coast Environment Council spokesperson Narelle McCarthy responded to the decision to call up the judgment, arguing that the development unnecessarily escalates risks to the sensitive environments and ecological values of the Palmerstone Passage and catchment.
In national news, a report into the conditions of Queensland Police watchhouses has found that conditions are so poor that, quote, detainees deliberately injure themselves, unquote, to get themselves moved into hospital care rather than stay within watchhouses. A review has found detainees have been exposed to rodent infestations, poor ventilation and lackluster CCTV systems, as well as finding evidence of indecent exposure of female officers to male people living in prisons. The Deputy Police Commissioner Harsley has mentioned that, quote, several areas for reform, unquote, exist, as people being detained in watch houses were spending far too long in custody there, with adults spending about 118 hours in watch houses and children 161 hours. In some cases, adults were spending over 20 days in the watch house.
The Australian government has begun to roll out age verification requirements on internet services in alignment with new regulatory changes, with large organisations like Google and Microsoft already being made to verify the ages of existing online users from late June. From December 27, Google and Microsoft will additionally institute age assurance technology when users sign in, with failing subjecting the companies to $50 million fines. The changes are due to an overhaul of internet regulation industry codes, with the eSafety Commission registering 3 of 9 proposed codes, explaining that the regulatory changes are being considered in order to protect children from age-inappropriate content.
In international news, the European data regulator has once again opened an investigation into social media giant TikTok, accusing it of storing, quote, limited data, unquote, of European citizens on Chinese servers. In May, the Data Protection Commission, or the DPC, handed down a fine of 530 million euros, which is 947 million Australian dollars, to TikTok, the second largest in the history of the DPC. However, TikTok plans to appeal this earlier fine and insists that the company has never received requests from the Chinese government for info on user data. Despite this, Western countries remain on high alert regarding the potential data privacy concerns regarding TikTok and its parent company ByteDance.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with chilly, light winds. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 11. There is a very low chance of rain across the city today. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.